you come. Don't win me way beyond the sea. I need you, darling, so come go with me.
Never give me a chop, chop, chop.
Love me, darling, come and go with me.
Come Go With Me, that's the Dell Vikings, number four charted hit for them back in 1957. And I want you to come go with me today. This is BRC Radio, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors of Birmingham, Alabama. And we hope you enjoy the show. We're going to get right back into it right now. We've got Dave Mason song coming up, and then we're going to do a cut from an LP by Irma Thomas. Came out in 1979. It wasn't a hit, but it's a real nice song. I like it a lot. So we're going to get right back now with Dave Mason doing a top 50 hit for him back in 1970, Only You Know and I Know.
can see where I cause to strive, but I know, oh yes I know, I'd never make that same mistake again. Looking back over my deeds, I can see signs wise men heed. And if I just had a chance, I'd never make that same mistake again.
Looking back, that's an LP cut from Safe With Me, LP in 1979. And before that, we had Only You Know and I Know. Dave Mason, 1970 hit for him, charted at 42. All right, you got BRC Radio, and if you got anything you want to hear, you can contact us at brc@birminghamrecord.com. You can send that email, and we'll see if we can get the song on you want, and or you can do it right there on the website if you're using the website to listen to this, and down at the bottom of the comments, just send in anything you want to hear, and we'll try to get it on. All right, let's keep going. We've got a little set coming up now, a little bit of everything here. We've got a little rocker coming in by a guy named Glenn, coming out of 1958, and then we're going to do Chuck Berry, You Never Can Tell, hit for him in 1964. And we'll do a doo-wop right after that one from 1962, a little group called the Uptones on the Loot label, and the song is No More. So let's get going. Here's Glenn with Everybody's Moving.
Well, it's a Saturday night at the old dance hall. He's a ball and a jack and a howling a ball. The cats will pick them up and then they lay them down. The music starts to really dig that sound. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's moving tonight. till everybody's feeling just wrong. Everybody's moving, yes, till everybody's moving tomorrow. You've grabbed your gal with the hall of your might. You will hug her once and kiss her twice. You could tell her what she means to you. And then you're ready about the blues. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's moving tonight. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's feeling just right. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's moving tonight. Well, I want you, gal, and I need you so. Well, you're the kindest pretty hen of the know. When I'm dancing so close to you, you know exactly what to do. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's moving tonight. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's feeling just right.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room Roebuck sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They had a hi-fi phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm, and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped-up jitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
Fool over you.
Yeah.
doo-wop sound there from 1962. Before that, we had Chuck Berry, You Never Can Tell. And Everybody Moving, Glenn got us started, 1958. Be sure to, if you find a copy of that, flip it over. It's got a song called I'm Glad My Baby's Gone. It's a real good rocker there, too. So, all right, let's keep things going here on BRC Radio, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors of Birmingham, Alabama. We're going to throw in a song now called La 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 by the Blendells. That's a Holland Dozier Holland song that Stevie Wonder recorded first, but it wouldn't have hit for him. But the Blendells got a hit out of it. And then Don Gardner and Dee Dee Ford, I Need Your Lovin', 1962. And then we're going to finish with a Jim Croce song off his I Got a Name LP, the one that came out just before he died in that plane crash back in 1973. We're going to do one called Top Hat Bar and Grill. All right, so here we go right now, 1964, number 62 hit for the Blendell, La 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 La.
I'm going to do a little song for you now that'll make you clap your hands, kick your feet, and as a matter of fact, it'll tear you up. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
I said a lot. come on sometime.
Jim Croce, he died way too young. He died in a plane crash, age 30. Had a lot of good songs. I wish he had a few more out there, but he died way too early. In fact, he had 6 charted records after he died, and only had, I think it was 4 or 5 while he was living. So, had a lot of good music he left us with. Top Hat Bar and Grill. I Need Your Lovin', Don Garner and Dee Dee Ford before that, 1962, a number 20 hit for them. I would think, remembering that song in Birmingham, I would think that was probably number one song around here. That thing was played a lot. I really liked it a whole lot. And then from 1964, number 62 hit, which means probably didn't hear it all over the place as much as some places, but La 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 La, the Blindells. Real good sound by them. All right, let's keep going. BRC Radio's got a lot more to play, so let's try to get some more in here. We got the Three Dog Night coming up. We've got Tyrone Davis coming up. And we got the Electric Prunes with a little psychedelic sound for us. So right now, let's get with Three Dog Night, a real good group. I like them a whole lot. This is 1969, number 4 hit for them, Easy to Be Hard.
so hardly. How can people be so cruel? Easy to be hard, easy to be cold. How can people have no feeling? How can they ignore their friends? Easy to be proud.
If I had one more chance, we'd have a love all sweet, and leaving with you the last thing on my mind. If I could turn back the hand of time.
1966, and before that, Tyrone Davis, Turn Back the Hand of Times. Turn Back the Hand of Time, 1970, and Easy to Be Hard by Three Dog Night got us started with that set from 1969, one of their many hits that they had. Okay, we're going to keep right on going here. I'm going to play an album cut, and then we'll do our double play for the day. First off, we're going to do One by Heart, and this is off the Bebe LaStrange LP. And I'm going to play the title cut, Bebe LaStrange. And although this record didn't chart, it did get a lot of airplay on some of the rock LP album shows that were around on the radio at that time. And that's where I happened to hear it, and that's why I bought this LP. But I do like this song. Then we're going to do Marvin and Johnny. They had a couple R&B hits, but this song didn't chart for them. But it was a well-known song. It just didn't chart. It's called Cherry Pie. Now, don't get it confused with Skip and Flip's version of Cherry Pie. The original by Marvin and Johnny, you're going to hear, came out in 1954. Skip and Flip did it in 1960, and they did have a charted hit with it. So we're going to play the Marvin and Johnny version. And then after that, not really an answer song, but just a follow-up to it by Marvin and Johnny called Second Helping of Cherry Pie. So here we go with Heart doing Bebe LaStrange.
I love you. Sherry,
Sherry, bye.
Second helping of Cherry Pie, Marvin and Johnny. Before that, Marvin and Johnny doing Cherry Pie. So that was our double play for the day there. And Hart got us started with Bebe LaStrange. And in case you're not familiar with that song, that's spelled B-E-B-E-L-E Strange. Bebe LaStrange. I don't know how they pronounce it, but that's how I do it. All right, let's keep going right now. You got BRC Radio, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we've got three more coming up right now. Some of you are familiar with Taj Mahal as a blues singer, singer-songwriter. Going to do something off the country charts for him. He didn't have one that charted, but it was a song that charted on the country charts. And give his version of 6 Days on the Road. We're going to get started with that one in just a second. After that, we're going to do the classics doing Pollyanna. This song, by the way, is the classics. This is before they became Dennis Yost and the Classics Four. And this is their song called Pollyanna, which is a Joe South composition. And when you hear it, if you've never heard it before, see if you can match who they're trying to sound like. They did a very good job. And then after that, Joe Ely, E-L-Y. Joe Ely's going to do a song called She Never Spoke Spanish to Me. Hope you enjoy these three. Here we go. Taj Mahal, 6 Days on the Road.
Tonight. read my paper tonight. My rick's a little old, but it don't mean she's slow. Got that good flame coming from a smokestack, and the smoke's black as coal. Thank you.
favorite poets all agree. Spanish is a loving tongue, but she never spoke Spanish to me. She never spoke Spanish.
She never spoke Spanish to me. I like that one a whole lot there. And before that, we had Pollyanna by the Classics, which would soon become the Classics 4, which would later become Dennis Yost in the Classics 4. That particular song there, of course, had a Four Seasons sound to it. And the story goes, the Four Seasons management asked that Capitol pull that off the shelves. They didn't want that record out there because it sounds so much like them. But I don't know. I'll have to read more about that and see if that was true. But anyway, they did a good job there. And we had before that Taj Mahal doing 6 days on the Road. Well, we don't have much more time. We're going to have to get out of here. I've got a stack of LPs and 45s and some CDs over here. I'm ready to play again, but I can't do them today, so I'll save them for next time. But we're going to have to leave today. Thanks for joining BRC Radio, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to get out of here with our usual instrumental. Today we're going to end with a Willie Mitchell sound. Willie Mitchell recorded on High Records and went on to be president of High Records later on. But he's going to do one now. The record number of this one is High 2075. And that's the name of this record, 2075. So, Willie Mitchell, 2075. We'll see you later.